Welcome to Empress Empires podcast for visionary female entrepreneurs who desire to do business a new way and embody the codes of abundance, style, ease, and grace. We believe there is an activated feminine way for you to do business that's in alignment with your soul, a way that energizes you rather than depletes you. If you're looking for more simplicity in your business, more joy, more flow, and more ease, then you are in the right place. I'm Janine Howard, your host and keeper of the Empress Codes, and I'll be taking you on a deep dive into the energetics of spiritual feminine business. Divine Empress, welcome to 2024. Wow, what a year 2024 is going to be. Why do I know this? So tapping into the energies of 2024, I have had a lot of messages start downloading in the last couple of weeks, and I was actually tapping into the energy of 2024 back in November and December last year, and it's like the energy had already started happening. So let's get into today's podcast. 2024 is in numerology an 8 year. So 2 plus 4, 2 plus 2 plus 4 equals 8. So it's an 8 year. So what does that mean? So in terms of 8, if you think about the energy of 8, it's actually the energy of abundance. It's the infinite energy. So you pop a little 8 on its side and it's the infinity. And so there is a whole lot more around that, but just on that aspect there, infinite and abundance, I have been channeling through that there's going to be a massive shift in the finance system this year. Now, that has been coming through as information for a while. I feel like this year is the year that that starts being culminating into our world. Now, I don't feel like the financial system will shift entirely this year, but I really feel like there's going to be a lot of new financial opportunities. There's going to be some new systems coming in, and there'll be kind of like a skeleton blueprint of what will come in the future. Now, I'm not a finance expert in any way, shape, or form, so please, you know, feel into this for yourself. What I'm speaking about is the energy. So this year is all about the culmination, the actualization of money. And it's really interesting. I actually resisted this whole conversation around money for 2024 for a while. It was coming through at the end of last year, but even I personally was resisting it. So for example, I was resisting it in feeling like, oh, no. So money's not going to be as important in 2024. It's not about making lots of money. It's not about, you know, making $1 million business. And then in the last week, especially, I'm being tapped that actually that's an important part of it. And the way that we make money is going to be a lot easier. And who gets to make a lot of money is going to be a lot wider. So that was a download from a long time ago that we're really starting to shift out of the 1% into the more horizontal abundance, meaning that more people are going to get access to finances. It's not just going to be the elite, the 1%. So that's good news for everybody. And then I also got tapped that specifically my clients in Empress Empires, there is a number of them who are going to be tapped to be turning over at least $1 million in cash revenue this year alone. So how is that going to change? How is that going to be different? Well, here's where the 8 year, the abundance of 8 is also about embodiment. It's about the body. It's about the actualization of all of the previous 7 years worth of effort and work and healing and change and up-leveling and flipping is now going to come to fruition this year. So that's great news. If you've been listening to the podcast, if you've been, you know, flipping everything in your life, if you've been having a massive awakening, if you've been really doing the inner work, especially last year, year seven. It's about the internal. It's about healing. It was a very yin feminine year, which I'm sure that you felt. Well, this year's the energy changes. This year, the energy is into more of a yang embodiment energy, more of a masculine energy, to be honest, not in terms of like masculine hustle and lots of doing. In fact, it's about the, it gets to be, you can't see my hands doing this, but it's the bringing all of that energy into your world, grounding it. And so that can literally mean bringing in lots of financial abundance for you through perhaps your purpose-driven vision, through your soul-aligned vision and business. And so what I'll say to you is, if things got a little tough last year, if things got a little bit overwhelming and you felt like you were on an emotional roller coaster, you get to really taste the sweetness of all of that work that you've done. You get to receive it this year. You get to feel it. You get to literally have it and metaphorically have that abundance and the infinite abundance of that. And of course, the first externalization of that will be money. So hooray! The year of eight is, I mentioned before, the year of embodiment, the year of the body. So it's also going to be a very important year for us to treat our bodies like a temple. Now, there has been a lot of information over the past few years of, you know, ways that we can raise our vibration, bring in new health. I will say that 2024 is going to be a mixture of new frequency medicine that will help our physical bodies become ageless, to reverse in aging, to become really simple. It's like there's been a lot of things thrown at us over the past several years that are now going to be simplified in terms of health. You know, anything that was like not true about your health is going to come to the surface, and we're going to be very simplistic in our vibrational frequency, bringing in new health techniques. So, for example, we're really becoming aware, information is coming through now about everything from the microplastics that are in our waters, in our food, in our the air pollution. We're becoming really aware, information that was never given to us before. We're going to be really shown about our water, what our water is doing to our bodies, to our cells, and simple ways of how we can change that. We're also going to become very conscious about all of the products that are around us in our households, from the beauty products that we've been using, shampoos, conditioners, like all of this product. We're going to be hyper aware and have information at our fingertips of really what's been poisoning us for many, many years. And so there's going to be a very big awakening. So if you're in the health industry, yay for you, because there's going to be so many people looking to new ways of really enhancing their vitality in their physical body. So again, it's the embodiment part. And I feel that frequency medicine, health professionals, very much in the, I guess, used to be the alternative space, are going to be really leading the way. Because the 2024 is the year of the body, I also have a very strong pull that we humans are going to desire to be physically, not just metaphorically, present in these really energetic areas on the planet. And this real pull and desire to travel and to be, you know, where the ley lines are crossing. You know, for example, I just was in the pyramids of Giza in November. You know, it'll be places like Stonehenge, also where I just was. It'll be places around the world where pyramids and temples have been built. These ancient civilizational places that are going to be coming online energetically, and we humans are going to be called to travel there and to spend time there. And perhaps even for many of you, move to these kind of more energetically activated places. Which then brings me to my next part of today's podcast announcement, if you haven't heard already through my social media, is that after my family and I got back from living overseas in Italy for 3.5 months, we arrived back home, I think on the 29th of November. Within a day, we decided we were going to sell up our house, sell up all our possessions or give them away, which we've been in the process of doing, and go traveling full time. Specifically doing a concept called world schooling. And this concept of world schooling is where you don't do traditional school. Your learning is not from books in any way, shape or form. It is purely from our children and ourselves being immersed in new cultures, new physical locations, taking on new adventures, really testing ourselves as a family, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, physically, in some really incredible places around the world. And the reason that we have chosen to do this is because we literally got told a download, boom, both my husband and I got the same download at the same time. And we have committed to following only the frequency, meaning we're not using logic, because a lot of this sounds very illogical. Just ask our family. Actually, most have been extremely supportive of us. We're really committed to following the energy. Like the energy says, sell up and go. And so we're not questioning it. We're just, all right, well, let's do it. And really stepping completely and surrendering into the unknown. So, boy, has that brought up some emotions for all of us, especially the kids. You know, you can imagine you're 7 years old, well, 8 years old and 10 years old, nearly 9 and nearly 11. And at that age, you know, home is physical for them. You know, it's the kids down the street. It's their dogs. We've even got 2 beautiful King Charles Cavalier Spaniels that we need to rehome. And what a decision that is. That's huge for us. And so, you know, seeing our children being very resistant to this change, but also knowing in our hearts that they will thrive. In fact, the whole family, we will thrive and we will go through challenges and we will be put through the ringer constantly, but we are really open to the call. And you know, some of the places that we're being called to go to are extremely energetic activated places. So stay tuned. Gosh, we're going to have some interesting more conversations here on Empress Empires podcast. So if you haven't followed me on social media, head to my main Instagram account, which is at Janine_Howard. So that's Genine_Howard. We've also got the Frequency Empress, where I'm doing all things just from the frequency. So we get a little bit woo-woo over there. And of course, the Empress Empires Instagram. So more information for 2024 for you and predictions that have been coming through. So finances are going to change. Financial abundance is going to be spread more wide. An 8 year is also about this feeling of freedom. So for many of you, I see a real change from this perception of what you thought business was. For example, you may have thought business needed to be quite structured and needed to be having constant attention and lots of team. For some of you, that may be true. But for many of you, you're going to be releasing a lot of these structures and overheads and team and all of the things that you thought that you needed. And what that's going to bring is mass simplicity. Now, I've been talking about this for such a long time. Like, You know, last year we turned over multiple six figures and, you know, with a tiny team, basically two of us in the team doing all of the admin and the work, but it's not much. In fact, I pretty much have only been working about 5 hours, maximum 10 hours a week for the past 2 years or more. And so that was really a decision, a conscious decision that I had, that I wasn't available to work more in my business. And if that meant that my revenue didn't meet seven figures or, you know, multiple seven figures and all of that stuff, like, so be it, because for me, it was more important that I had time to be with my children. I had time to be with my husband, that we had time to go overseas and spend 3.5 incredible months in Italy celebrating my 50th birthday and renewing our wedding vows and having a community of people from all across the globe that we spent 3 months with, was through a company called Boundless Life. It was kind of like a season of sacrifice, so to speak. And then for 2024, I'm really getting the tap that now is the year that doesn't need to change for me personally, my business. In fact, it can get even simpler and we can actually turn over $1 million. So, you know, watch this space. It's been a goal of mine for many years to turn over. In my coaching business alone is where I'm getting very specific. I've been in the magazine business for a very long time. That kind of revenue is normal. But for me to do that specifically in, say, 5 hours a week with one team member working also just a few hours a week and turning over $1 million in 1 year in cash, is my goal for 2024. So, watch this space. Yeah, I will be doing it from frequency alone and what that means. Yes, of course, there's action, but I'm only available to do it whilst maintaining the frequency of abundance, the frequency of the eight, the frequency of, well, I like to call it the 888 hertz. Look back through all of my past posting and programs and all of that. I very much got the call that that is the new frequency for us as a planet, us as human beings, to really cement into, to be able to hold that level of wealth, to be able to hold that level of service, and to be hold that level of joy and freedom. Right? So if you're interested in being activated into that 888 hertz, send me a message in my DMs on Instagram and we will get you one of our activations that will get you there. So, a big year, 2024. I think we're going to see a lot more disclosure happening. I think we're going to see a lot of the big gurus, celebrities, rock stars, all the things being shown for their true colors. I think we're also going to be having a lot of fear tactics being shown. In fact, I feel like we're going to have some more, let's say, government control coming through. I feel like we're also going to have some alien talk, all the things. What I invite all of you to do is see it all. Don't react to it either with fear or with anger, because either of those vibrational frequencies are quite low, and I get that it can trigger you, but I invite you to move through that and really focus on the 888 hertz, the frequency of abundance, the frequency of affinity, the frequency of all is possible, and stay in that lane in all ways. Like, don't feed the dark is what I'm really trying to say, because we're in a timeline that is very much splitting the dark from the light, and you get to choose your route, choose your own adventure. And the way that the Earth, the planet Earth, is really moving forward is that she is attracting so much light, physical light and metaphorically from the sun, and moving into this bringing heaven on earth. I did a masterclass just at the end of last year on literally how you can bring heaven on earth into your world, again, send us a DM, comment, and we'll get that masterclass to you. It's really about living completely in a world where the light is your guide, not the dark. So be wary of going down rabbit holes and following the dark. Be aware of it, but you don't need to be feeding into it in any way, shape, or form, because this is the year of eight. It's the year of gold. It's a year of abundance, a year of your embodiment, of finally culminating all of these past years of your hard work and your efforts coming to fruition. So there we are. Let's leave it at that. If you would like to connect in on how you can be part of Empress Empires in your own million dollar business for 2024, send me a message, because we are on fire. This is a big, yang, amazing, abundant year of infinite possibilities. And I, for one, am absolutely going for it, and invite you to come and join me to do the same. All right. Big love to you, Empress. Thanks for listening to Empress Empires podcast with your host, Janine Howard. If you'd like to know more about receiving and embodying the Empress codes, head to empress-empires.com or Instagram _empress_empires_. Here's to the feminine way of doing business.